ABC Radio Australia.
Now, when a whale washed ashore on Tonga's northern island group of Ha'apai, it started a conversation about whether a 40-year-old ban in the country on whale hunting should be lifted. It was fueled by unconfirmed reports locals had cut up the mammal to make use of its meat, which is seen as some as a delicacy. Yusuf Saidi spoke with Australian Tristan Smith, who runs a whale-watching company in Tonga, for their take on the debate that's been taking place.
First of all, I'm not surprised. I mean, if a whale beaches itself, people will take advantage and, you know, be opportunistic, which part of me, I can't blame them for it. I mean, it's free meat and it's arrived on their doorstep, basically. But then when you look at the ethics and where we are, it is quite wrong in my eyes, because it's hard to draw a line between eating an animal that you've found or eating an animal that you've killed. To the general public of Tonga, I think that would be a very hard line to divide.
How did that make you feel regarding the discussion of the potential lifting the ban of whaling?
Horrified, really, really scared. I don't want to believe that they're even, you know, talking and discussing about that concept. The whale population is documented by a Tongan Fleet Collective. And as far as I know, we don't really know that the numbers have increased. And say 2,000 animals, that's not a lot of animals. It's not really a species that should be targeted for consumption. It's inhumane to kill them. They're an amazing industry for Tonga, alive rather than dead.
As you work in whale watching, can you tell me why the ban on whaling is important for the conservation of whales?
I think it would be catastrophic. It would say goodbye to our tourism industry. It's really, really important that they're protected in Tongan waters, because how can, as a tourist operator, how can we offer a service to tourists with swimming with whales and our ethics of appreciating them, respecting them, and yet the rest of the country might be eating them and killing them? It just doesn't add up. I don't think we would have the tourism support if we weren't right behind saving the whales.
Yeah, so as you were talking about, you being a tourism operator and offer experiences to tourists who want to have a chance for whale watching with these sea creatures, but with international border closures, how has that impacted the tourism business for you?
Well, hugely. We don't have a tourism business with the borders closed. Luckily, a lot of people here that run whale watch operators have got a means of either subsistence lifestyle, or hopefully a lot of them have got alternative incomes. You know, some people have turned to other jobs during this time. Some people have restaurants, or they're still accommodating for the Tongan population. And then there's some of us that just have no income at all.
What about your business in particular?
We're doing okay. We live quite frugally, I guess. We have we live off the land, so we're quite similar to most of Tongans, are subsistence living, which we have managed to be. Being from Australia, not Tongan, we have a little bit of backup, you know, over in Australia, where we have a rental property that's just clicking us through. We have that in our advantage of being a bit older, I guess, and, you know, having a little nest egg for times like this, you know, when you can't rely on your main industry. But it's still extremely difficult, and we have to watch every single penny.
And now there are some concerns that whale watching can have a negative impact on the whales. Have you witnessed any changes to the behaviour of the whales?
I have never witnessed a change in the behaviour of the whales. I would say that you can watch a whale and you'll see behaviour change, but I can't say that it's from the whale watching industry in itself. It's too much of an in the moment thing. And I don't think there's been enough thorough studies. All the studies that I know are just too short, you know, only over a few weeks, and they're not done season after season. I mean, realistic, you would have had to have studied for the last 10 years or even more. When you speak in the terms of whales have been around for 400 million years and doing what they do, and humpback whales, they diversify, but they have quite a wide range of areas they can survive in. They're not a specific. So what I'm trying to say is, us trying to predict change in the humpback whales, over such a short time span is not very accurate. As you probably picked up, I'm very passionate about all animals and especially whales. They're very, very unique creatures. And once you've met one in the ocean and it's actually allowed you to enter its space, I mean, we've changed hundreds of people's perspective on the ocean and the animal just by allowing them to swim with that animal. And it creates a conservative view of the ocean, and they love it and they protect it. And that's exactly what we want to create, because we need the ocean and we need the whales.